Hello,
I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Sure.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Am I a what holder?
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Regardless of how have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
How would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
What is your age?
50.
And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first person is Joe Biden.
100.
Next person, Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
Oh, 95.
Next, Democrats in Congress in general.
80.
Next, Lori Chavez Dreamer.
Can you repeat that name?
Yes, Lori Chavez Dreamer.
Oh, 20.
Next, Kamala Harris.
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, 100.
Next, J.D. Vance.
0.
Next, Donald Trump.
0.
Next, Republicans in Congress in general.
2.
Next, MAGA Republicans.
0.
And Project 2025.
0.
Okay, let me continue, and thank you for your time. We're almost done. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
And regardless of how you plan to vote, how do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Janelle Bynum.
Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Dreamer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez Dreamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Dreamer for Congress. The options are, it will be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all. And the first one is, Chavez Dreamer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. Under budget proposals will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. Do you think this is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
Next, being in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Harris Dreamer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. Would you say it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
Next, Lori Chavez Dreamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's right, not break their promise to Oregon women. This is a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all.
A great deal.
And we're almost done. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez Dreamers is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 elections being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez Dreamer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Do you think this is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
Chavez Dreamer has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Dreamer is a vote for these dangerous programs. To you, this is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
A great deal.
And finally, Lori Chavez Dreamer voted to cut billions from all Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Do you dislike a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
Okay, and we're almost done. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Janelle Bynum.
Now, I want you to read a statement about Janelle Bynum opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez Remer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she has done to Oregon families. Chavez Remer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez Remer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She will be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Remer?
Janelle Bynum. And also, I'm a 50-year-old suburban church-going white woman, mother of four, and I was in Portland supporting the protests. They were not tearing Portland apart.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That's my little editorializing there.
Okay. We'll put it up there. And if these last few questions are for statistical purposes only, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a medical degree.
Thank you. And are you currently married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Three children 18 years of age and younger in the household.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I am a member of a union.
Okay. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. So that's it for today. This concludes our survey. I do appreciate your time and thank you for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Can you tell me who are you working for again? Or what's the company?
We're working for Oregon Opinion Service. That's the name of the company.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
You too.